Today is the March 1st, 1951, and we are gathered at Joe Smith's house with his family in honor of his birthday. This day, Saturday, March 1st, 1951. We're all sitting down to a very nice birthday party, similar to the nice birthday parties we've had in the future. So let's all have a drink and a toast to Joe. Joe?
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jeff. Let's sing a happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Happy birthday to you.
Do I have to always knock on that guy?
Before you drink, please blow your candles out.
Blow your candles out
and take a wish, Joe.
Blow hard. Oh, they're all out.
Good.
That's wonderful. Did you make a wish, Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I hope it comes true in many, many of them.
A good one for this summer, huh?
Now let's hear a little.
Tell me about summer.
His wish came true.
Now let's hear a little word from Joe. How do you feel on your 49th birthday, Joe?
What did you say?
How do you feel on your 39th birthday?
39? Well, maybe I can't pick a right anymore. Maybe you're right.
Well, after all,
well, let's call it 40, huh? That's
all
an
right.
Even number for me.
On your 40th birthday. How do you feel, Joe?
Well, I'm doing all right. See a lot of dishes on the table here.
Dishes?
A lot of drinks. A couple of packages.
Dozens of them.
Oh, a lot of things around here.
Hey, happy
blue candles.
Joe?
I hope you have
you
a good time.
You see the blue candles?
Yeah, all blue. The cake is all blue.
And the gold one is in the middle.
And the gold one is in the middle.
Right.
The golden.
That's for the year to come.
That's for the year to come with a basket, a little basket.
Right. With a basket
of flowers and an extra candle for you for the coming year.
But we have to spend it here.
Thank you all your folks for being here, and I hope you have a good time. And many more of those birthdays, which I enjoyed.
You're the one that should have been a good time.
And
I think Mama
has something to say about that one now, and also that Uncle Baldy already did something, and they can't even know it.
Now can I wish you another happy birthday, please?
What do you want, another kiss? Don't knock the table over.
What a
Wow. I can't say very much, but I think everybody's hungry. You should eat.
Yeah, I'm very hungry. My tongue's hanging out.
The birthday baby. Papa, and all the boys.
Open up those packages.
Yeah.
Well, before we open up the packages, maybe I'd like to say one thing.
Please do.
If you don't mind.
Please do.
And no one.
Let me see. This is one. I think I had the first birthday.
Yes.
We had such a nice party.
Yes.
And I think the next one was Norman's.
Yeah.
And we had a nice party with him too. And tonight, they were celebrating a party for Joe. And it looks to me like all these parties are really nice parties. And as far back as I remember, we've always had nice birthday parties. Now we have a couple more to look forward to. We got Anna's party to look forward to.
May 26th.
And that's on May 26th, that's right. And that's easy. We'll make that one all right.
You remember that, you know why? Because this time it will be on a Saturday. And we shall celebrate it too.
Well, that we can count on as
a
party. Now, next one after you, Anna, is Carol's.
Yes, that's right.
And from all indications, that has to be celebrated somewhere else.
That's
but this year, Carol, we're going to celebrate your party regardless of where we are.
All right.
You mean
and
I'm going to get a cake?
May I say something?
Yes,
I'm going to make her birthday cake. I'm sorry. Her birthday cake will be made from
Lemon.
I assure you that.
A limel is going to make it.
Well, all right. I don't know whether that's good to eat or not. But, you know me, I eat anything, so I'll take part of it. So Carol and Anna's parties, birthday parties, are the next that we're going to look forward to having and to celebrating and to have another good time this year.
I'm in doubt about that.
Now, we've heard a lot of information from and comments and nice things from everybody. And I think it'd be a nice thing to hear something from the last member's birthday. So we're going to ask Norman to say a few words about his dad tonight in reference to his dad's birthday. Norman, what do you have to say about it?
Well, not really too much to say, but I'll try to say something. Poppy's getting,
you don't know what to say now.
You mean you're lost?
Yeah, Papa looks very handsome tonight.
Well, I only hope he enjoys it, his party tonight as much as I enjoyed mine. And, well, if he does enjoy it as much as I enjoyed mine, well, he'll be happy. That's, I know that. And,
yes, Norman?
That's it. Happy birthday, Papa.
Happy birthday, Norman.
Well, those are nice sentiments. Those are very nice. The only trouble is that Norman had a little mic fright. And
his
Tanny Carol, she doesn't have any mic fright. She really gets her little words in there. But we're all gathered here, and we're all going to have a nice time. And the way it looks at the table here is a lot of nice food to eat, and a lot of good times to be had for the rest of the evening. Mm-hmm. So now let's all settle down and have a nice dinner in honor of Joseph's birthday. This day, March 1,
1951. And the blizzard is out.
Yes. There she goes again.
You know, would you like to say that we have the march come in like a lion?
You
I hope it goes
that.
Out like a lamb.
All
it's
right.
Our Joe's birthday today.
All right.
A real snow blizzard. We had a real blizzard we had.
All right.
Today.
We'll give a little weather report on Joe's birthday tonight. The old saying, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Of course, we can't see the future and know how it's going to go out. But it's really living up to tradition. It's come in like a lion, all right. So let's all hope it'll go out like a lamb.
Yes.
And that this will be the end of the winter, and that we will soon have some nice weather so we all can get outdoors and enjoy ourselves and have some more fun like we do each and every year. Right?
Fine.
Now, Joe, open up those presents and let's see what the folks all gave you for your birthday. What do you call that?
It's a reamer.
A reamer? Looks like a belt to me.
In English, it is a belt.
Say, but
Dutch.
Joe, is that belt for you or for, is it for your horse?
That's when I get the next horse.
Yeah, I thought it's kind of big.
It's bigger than
a little. But you know he has a big stomach.
Looks to me like it's a little.
Oh, just about fits.
Just about fits around it. Oh my gosh.
It just
Joe.
Fits you.
I'm telling
well,
you. Every half a year I have to.
What size is that,
evening.
Joe? 62 or is it 66?
No, I think it's
about squeezing a 60.
A 71.
71. Well, that'll fit your mare all right.
Now, let's see what the next one here. Hold it, see for me. This is sound effect for my panties.
It sounds good, huh? You mean you got a pair of panties?
Yeah, two pair of panties.
Where?
Unterhosen.
Where's the
see,
lace on them, Joe?
Joe, may I talk to you for a moment?
Yeah.
I'm office. You know, I ordered a birthday present for you. The same Gillette razor. Like Norman has and Wanda has, and he didn't come in, and he will not come in until Thursday. And
the next
have
year?
To, no, this week, this coming week, Thursday, and you will get it. So far, you only got some underwear. I'm awfully sorry.
Unterhosen.
But now, don't you appreciate it?
Yeah, I do. Now, let's see here.
Thank you.
Who's that from?
Chelsea Schmidt, that looks like from the Clarks.
The Clarks.
The Clarks, yeah.
You don't mean to tell me they're buying your presents too.
A happy birthday to someone. Who's the knockout? Who's the knockout around
here? Well, you are. You're the birthday baby.
Don't let this greeting floor you. Just set it on a hunch.
the knockout. You know, the name I thought you were on, that you were known as the Big Shot. Seems to me I heard that recorded one time. I'm the Big Shot.
Well, there's somebody tried to make a choke out of the whole business, see? And I think that was Tandy Carey. And she should know that too, and I'll give her the knockout. The next time when she has her birthday. One, two, punch, she says.
I'll read the rest. Punch.
He did.
Oh, I got that. I laughed a little. That you would like a birthday with a snappy one-two punch.
One-two punch. See, that's
what
you
get. To a swell brother-in-law, Carol and Walter. Punch.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's a punch.
Punch three is right.
For
his birthday.
That's all Tandy Carey wants. Punching me. Right. Also, I see Oprah Waters get punched around too.
Oh yeah, I get my share of it.
He should be, but he's not getting punched
around.
Yeah, poor man.
That's all he wants, punching the man around.
I get punched around.
I like to eat lots.
Wait, when you have your birthday, we're going to punch you too.
Yeah. Everybody's forgetting about me.
We won't forget this year, dear.
Just in the Schleicher.
Schleicher?
Well, seems to me I saw a pair of shoes on you like that once before, Joe.
Yeah, but that's when I was the homework.
What do you call those, Joe?
I had Mr. Clark's on that.
No, you had a pair of open shoes like that. Sandals, I think
sandals,
you call
sandals,
them,
yeah.
Don't they, Joe?
Yes, with the soap blow right off and down.
A couple of Schleichers, huh?
Yeah, a lot of holes in the darn things.
Just in Schleicher's now.
That's let the air in, the snow in.
Well,
snow.
Now the Kelly, I think he was very tall for an Uncle Walter. And I think he bought
some Mallywalk.
And I think that's about all now.
Is that all the presents you got, Joe? We'll have to talk about this next year here and get you some more presents.
That's enough.
Even if we got to call the neighbors in.
You know, well, I felt so bad because I couldn't get that sled race like you had in Norman Head. I just felt bad.
Well, that was a mighty nice razor.
It didn't come in.
You know what I did with it when I got yours in? I threw my old one right out the
That's
door.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good.
And I know there's one up at the lake up there at Joe's place. And that's something like my old one, only worse.
Fine.
So as soon as you give Joe the right kind of a razor, he can go up to the lake and throw that one over there in Squan's Pond. Get rid of it, huh?
I sure will.
Yeah.
Well, are we all through looking at presents?
Yes, let's eat. Yeah.
Now let's eat and enjoy this nice dinner, huh?
Yeah.
Well, now we bring on the cake. Joe, isn't that a beautiful cake?
It's wonderful.
We light the candles again for you. So you have to blow them out once more, all at once. Please make a good wish for this summer. Please do.
Not for this summer.
Why? For all the time.
Make a wish,
for a very healthy and happy life or something.
Now you want me to blow out the candles?
Please do. Good for you. Mm. Good for you.
All in one blow.
Well, did you all enjoy the dinner?
Oh, it was wonderful, Anne. It was a grand dinner.
Joe, birthday baby?
Well, the dinner was very good.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
How did you enjoy your dinner, Carol?
Okay.
It was fine, huh? Norman?
How did you enjoy the martinis?
The martinis? Oh,
the martinis were grand.
I like them.
I do.
Well, it looks
good. How about you, then, Carol?
Oh, I love it.
The martinis?
No, I don't like the lemon oil in it.
Well, what do you have to say?
I put oil in them there?
Lemon oil. Mm. The lemon rind I spread around here, around the edge of the glass.
That's
and
the lemon rind.
Flavor.
That's
the lemon rind.
Smell that beautiful aroma. Isn't that good?
Oh my, that smells like martinis. I bet it was a martini. Huh?
I bet so too. Well, Joe, please cut the cake. Where's the pieces for you?
That's your job now, Joe. Cut
the
cake. Word,
special
I thought you was cutting already. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
You're the birthday child.
We gotta cut it.
No, I'm gonna do that now. The box is all over there.
Big one underneath it.
Yeah.
Big piece for you. Will you?
Huh?
A big piece for you.
Don't eat it all, Joe. Save some for the rest.
See what a big piece he cuts for himself.
Oh, boy, he really likes cake, doesn't he?
Cake, my specialty.
You're especially not to eat, I think.
He has to eat.
Come here, Clarky.
The piece of cup is on, you can look
for it. It's okay with me.
You like a big piece of cake, don't you?
You didn't give me too big a piece.
Oh, pretty tight.
Ain't kind of tight there.
Come on, Norman.
Mr. Schmidt.
Candles and all. Any candy? How many candles do you want?
Small.
Three.
No.
Three candles you're going to get?
Wait to see the Frau what size piece of cake she's going to get. She's a cake eater anyway, aren't you, baby?
Oh, yes.
Hold it, Norman. Hold it.
She gets the basket.
Take everything that goes with it.
Oh, no, the basket is for you, Joe.
No, I don't want the basket. No, Mama, come here.
Beautiful. A very small piece for me, please.
I think I'll save that blue basket.
Thank you.
There it is.
Thank you very much.
No.
That's very nice.
Come on. You got yours, Walter.
I got mine, yeah.
All right. Let's have the cup.
Well, you know, Joe, there's nothing like a good dinner, and then a good cup of coffee, and a nice piece of cake to go with it.
And
then...
That all adds up to a good birthday dinner.
And then smoke the old peace pipe and be happy.
That's right. Well, here we go.
Let's last on the dishes a little.
Gee, that's a nice cake you made, Anna.
That's what you did last night, especially.
We got it.
Too much noise.
You eat and dinner didn't in silence.
Heck no.
When you eat, there's always a little dish rustling and stuff like that.
Well, you can't help that.
Now, here, Penny Kelly, you got sugar?
I don't want any, thank you.
No sugar.
She's not on the sweet side tonight.
Oh, the sourpuss, huh?
No, I'm not.
Oh, no, she's all right. She was a lot of help to me tonight before we came over.
No,
was she?
No, I bring the black honey.
What?
Schwarzwitterer?
Tiefwitterer?
No, I don't. Somebody else needs
it. Schwarzwitterer,
huh? Not me.
Huh?
So, Schwarzwitterer, Tiefwitterer, so you have the right to leave the sign.
What
is this for us, Walter?
Nein, I couldn't understand it.
Ja, black. Immer hast du nein.
Deep as the sea should the pure love be.
Oh, that's
something
pretty.
Like that.
You know, I make a motion we sing happy birthday to Joe.
Shall we once more?
Again.
Oh,
yeah?
Yes.
All
it
right.
It sounds better this time, huh?
All right.
I think that's a good idea. Let's sing the happy birthday once more to Joe. Come on, let's sing.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday.
I think that was nice. So much better than the first time, don't you, everybody? Wonderful.
Yeah, sure, fine.
That's wonderful, Joe.
Yeah.
To him.
I don't know how it's going to play back, though.
Oh, you.
We shall hear it in a minute.
You started singing low, and then you went way up high.
I just wanted to sing louder, but instead of going louder, I went higher. That was so good.
I bet you didn't have too much martini.
You need a...
I was singing quiet. I wanted to go louder. Instead of going louder, as I went louder, I went higher. Then I went
that's
lower.
That's all right. You missed the tone. Why don't you?
I went up key instead of going louder.
You know how to sing.
He needs a refrain.
Want to sing by yourself to your daddy?
No?
He needs a what?
I just asked him if he wants to sing.
I said he needs a little training in singing.
I need a couple of them.
Well, we've heard from most everybody here tonight, but we haven't heard very much from you, Carol. What have you got to say about this nice party tonight here?
Well, I appreciate the invitation by Joe for his birthday, for his 40th birthday, and I hope that we're all going to be together on my birthday. All together.
Oh, well, that's nice sentiments, Carol. And how did you enjoy your dinner here tonight?
Oh, it was delicious. Because I ate a little bit too much. The birthday cake with the blue candles, the blue candle holders and the yellow candles. And Joe blew them all out at once and he made his wish and I know it's going to come true.
One big blow, wasn't it?
Yeah,
huh?
One big blow. Like he always is, just a big blow.
Very,
very happy for him.
There's only going to be one.
Many, many more.
All right, Andy Kelly, but you made a rough remark there.
There's only
going to
be,
blow.
There's only going to be one kind of interference. I won't be here to celebrate it with you.
What? I hope you do.
Why?
Well, you'll be here.
Hmm?
don't know. I hope so.
Yeah,
anyhow.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, I'll be over when everything
will be over. I heard you say that 2 years ago.
Well, let's hope that we'll all be together for the next birthday. And this was really a blowout. When I said the big blow, I meant a really big blowout. And that's what you say when you have a swell dinner and everything that goes with. And excuse me, I think that Carol, your sentiments were very nice. And only thing I didn't hear you comment on was whether you had enough to eat or not.
I had too much to eat.
Oh, you had too much tea?
Mm. I can hardly move to do the dishes.
Well,
so I suggest maybe the two men should do it. Big
yeah.
Well, you couldn't ask the men who were given this party for to do any dishes.
No?
After all, this is an occasion for him.
Oh, then you will have to do it, huh?
Well,
but now he's the engineer. Gets the cat and the instrument here. So he has a child.
That leaves just Norman.
I'm afraid I ate too much, too.
Oh.
Well, I make a resolution to just leave all the dishes here.
That's right.
Or open the window and dump them out.
That's the best. You're ready for all that's a blizzard out anyway. Wash it right off.
Yeah,
well, the snow will cover it up. Only thing is, when our friend Mr. Yep starts shoveling the sidewalks out there, you think he hit a pottery or something.
Good man.
Yeah, he'll say, gosh, I'm in, what do they call this place over there in Germany? Meissen?
Meissen Porcelain?
Meissen Porcelain? Yeah. I think he's back in Meissen Porcelain Town.
He doesn't come there, he's not from it, too.
Dresden.
In Dresden, that's right. Well, Anna, that was nice. Have you anything more to add, Anna, about this nice party tonight?
No, I'm very happy. We had a very lovely time. Boy, you always make the best of it. And I count the tape recorder, and I think that's really a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? You know what I like about these tape recorders, Anna? There's something you can put down on tape and preserve it, and later years you can dig it up and put it back on and play it back to yourself, and it brings back vivid memories. You know, we all remember things, but there's always a few little details you omit and forget. But when you hear just exactly how it was, there's something different about it. But, you know, on the other hand, there's a little cartoon I saw on tonight's Advocate which made me chuckle a little bit.
Yeah.
It's one of those by Jimmy Hatlow, and it shows a picture of a fellow in the office with his new tape recorder. He brought it down to the office. And he's getting everybody in the office to have something to say on it. And underneath the caption it says, there's one in every office, or the pest who brings his tape recorder around and annoys people and makes their dull party duller. But I don't really bring this thing here to make it dull. I really hope that it's got to put more life in it to make us all happy.
You put life into the place.
That's right.
Does.
So if we can all hear this thing back maybe a year from now at our next birthday party and compare it with the party that we'll have then, why, then we get a little more kick out of it, I think. Don't you, Ann?
I think we do, because sometimes you make a certain mistake and later on you laugh about it. We have fun, too.
That's right. Well, you know, on the other side of this tape, we recorded Norman's birthday. That was the 29th of January, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
And it was a memorial birthday for Norman, one that in years to come that he'll remember as an outstanding one.
Why do you call it memorial birthday?
Well, because it's his 21st birthday.
That's a very special occasion.
That's right. That's the day he became a man.
Why don't you say that's a man?
And I think of all the birthdays anybody has, particularly a man, that's the one outstanding birthday of a young fellow. The day that he becomes 21. The day he can tell his pop no, and his pop can't do much about it.
Oh, yeah?
Can I tell you something about
that? Sure, Anna. Tell us about that.
I was really about to be 16 years of age, because we were not allowed to go to movies. That day I had my 16th birthday, I went out to a movie like a grown-up. We had to be 16 years of age, otherwise we only could see children's movies. And I was a big lady then. I was just a big girl.
Well, of course, 16 years of age to a young lady is the same as 21 years to a young man.
Yeah, no, that's really right. A man. I didn't even realize what you meant by memorial.
No, oh, well, a memorial birthday.
You can say no to his pop, and that's that.
Well, it's a day, right. Leaving that all aside about what he can say to his dad and so forth, because I'm sure he wouldn't answer his dad back. But it's the day that he can look back when he's 35 or 40 and say to his own children, I remember when I was 21, yeah, when I became a man. And it's something all young fellows look forward to. So Norman is here at his daddy's birthday tonight, and it isn't so long ago he celebrated his own. And I think now that Norman's a man, maybe he can talk man to man to his dad and say something straight from the heart. Maybe something he didn't dare say before he was 21. But that little extra encouragement he has now after his 21st birthday, maybe he's got something to say to his dad as a man. How about it, Norman?
Me?
Yeah, sure. Me? Norman.
Well, man to man, I don't know. Pop never really did talk to me as man to man, but now I talk to him as man to man. He can't, for instance, when we're sitting in the car, now when he tells me what to do, how to drive the car, I'll just say, Pop, watch it now. I'm driving.
That's man to man talk. When I tell you something.
That's from me to you. When you drive, I leave you alone.
And it comes from me to you.
Well,
I don't know about that.
Of course, that's all nice and everything, Norman, but the only satisfaction you have now is, of course, when you address your dad, you say, yes, sir, and of course you expect him to reply in the same manner.
Yes, sir.
And, he won't call you son anymore. He'll say, yes, sir, Norman. And of course, that's a great deal of satisfaction to have your dad address you as sir. You know, isn't that really something nice, Norman?
Come on, say it, my dad.
Of course, we haven't heard too much from your daddy here, otherwise known as the senator. But we've got to acknowledge that, after all, the senator has a little extra privileges that
yes,
the ordinary civilian doesn't have. And, Norman, yes, if your dad reluctantly decides to say, sir, to you, well, you must consider the fact that he has those extra privileges of not doing so. But I'm sure that if you ask him a question now, in so much as it's his birthday and it's a special occasion, that if you ask him some question, I'm sure that he'll answer you in the form of sir. Now try it anyway, Norman. See if your dad will be kind enough to do that to you tonight.
How about it, Pop?
Well, as long as the sir business concerns, I think you be a right for that matter, but still and all, I mean, you have to listen to your daddy, no, regardless of what.
You're going off the subject now. Hold it.
I'm not going off the subject.
Why, yeah, sure, I asked you to say sir to me.
I don't have to bow to my youngster there, see? After all, I mean, I'll give you the privilege of saying sir to me, also in return I acknowledge that to you, see?
Well, let's hear it.
And
let's hear it.
I think that'll takes everything in concerning you and me.
I don't think so. You haven't said it yet.
Yeah, what do you want me to make a commitment to you?
Yes, sir, to him for one.
Yes, sir.
Well, now that's nice, Senator.
For you.
You know, Norman, just like I said before, when your daddy wants to use his prerogative of saying sir, he's man enough to do it.
He
he just proved that to us by saying, yes sir, Norman, did he?
Took enough coaxing.
Well, don't forget what I said before, Norman. You know, he's a senator, and that gives him extra special privileges.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that if you say sir to him on occasions, he'll appreciate it just as much as you did when he said it to you. Now, how about you, Anna, as the wife of the senator here tonight for his little get-together party? Is there a few more words that you'd like to add?
Well, the discussion about my husband and my son was quite a long one, slow, and finally, our daddy admitted that our son is a man. And for once, he said, yes, sir, to Norman.
Well,
I can't believe it.
Well, I'm sure that I can add these few words that when he said it because he was very proud of his son.
Oh, yes, sure.
And
sure.
He knows that being his daddy, that Norman still has to look up to him and respect his wishes and his advice. And I'm sure Norman understands it too. And we're all doing a lot of kidding and a lot of fun about it, but that's the real meaning behind it all. Don't you think I'm right, everybody?
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes down to it, we all respect each other. We have to have fun.
Well, that's right. So this will wind up our little party tonight on March 1st, 1951, on Joe's birthday. And I hope in the very near future, we'll all have another nice party, all of us together, for Anna.
Thank you.
Next month. That is the month of May.
The month of May.
We had three so far, and there's two more to go.
Yes.
That makes the circle of five. Then we start.
Have you a word or two to add, Senator, before we...
Yes, I want to thank you all for the nice things you said about it, and the presents, and the good time we have around here. Good night.
Thank you, Senator.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.